David Aldous.
David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast. It is great to get your company. How are you feeling today? I pray in the name of Jesus that you are feeling really, really good. And on today's program, I'm going to bring you two amazing songs. Firstly, Sell Up, and then Michael W. Smith a little bit later on. And then I'm going to bring you Being Like Christ and Part 34B. Why 34B, I hear you cry? Well, that's because we're looking at Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 16 through 21. And today I'm going to spend time on verse 17. So it's all part of the same part, but a mini-series, if you like. That comes up a little bit later on. It's always good to hear from you. We would love to hear from you if you'd like prayer, or if you would like to comment on the podcast. Whatever you want to do, we would love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. And we begin this podcast with this amazing song from Sella. And it is called, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And that's what we're all about here. We're all about the love of Jesus. That's what makes things so, so special. And that's why I bring you the words that I bring you. Being like Christ. You know, just as an aside, after I've got through bringing you all of the messages I've got on being like Christ, I have another set of messages to bring you. The character of Jesus, that will come very, very soon. And I'm actually really looking forward to bringing you that. But right now, this is Sella. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Be blessed.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast and amazing.
treasure, boundless free.
That is Sellup. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Being like Christ, and part 34b, Ephesians, the third chapter, and we look at verse 17. That comes next here on Worship Radio 247, the podcast.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I am so, so humbled by the worship today, especially that song that we just heard. And when you are in the presence of Almighty God and you sense His power and His love pouring over you in such a powerful way, you can't help but worship Him. He is so worthy of praise, you know. And it is an honor to be in His presence, where we can worship. We can cry out to God and say, Lord, this is happening in my life and I don't know what to do. Father, I have a sickness and I don't know the prognosis. Lord, I have debts, so many debts, and I don't know where to turn. And He is there to bring comfort, to bring joy into your shattered heart, because that is who He is. And that is why He chose us. He chose you. He chose me. He is so worthy of our praise. Turn with me real quick to Ephesians, the third chapter. We are at part 34b. Of our series, Being Like Christ. We looked at verse 16 yesterday of the third chapter of Ephesians. And that was part 34a. Today we come to verse 17, and Paul says this: Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Yesterday on the broadcast we were praying, if you remember, that our Lord would empower us with His inner strength through His Holy Spirit. And I believe it's a message that is so important in today's times, and I'll tell you why. Because we cannot do this alone. I know this. If it was my own strength and my own ability, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be listening to Worship Radio 247. And I'll tell you why. Because it wouldn't sound very good at all. It would be awful. A clanging cymbal. It would be a noise. Because it would mean nothing. But because of God Almighty and His anointing, I can bring you this worship. I can bring you these words that have power, because the Word of God comes to life, and that is what is important in our lives today, that it is not, the Bible is not just a dusty book that sits on a shelf and gathers more dust, so that when we open it, we have to blow the dust away. Why? Because we haven't opened it for so long. But no, it is the living, the breathing Word of God. Do you get that? And when the Lord says to us, let me empower you with inner strength through my Holy Spirit,
Why do you think we need that? We need it because of all the trials and the tribulations that we go through. Although James tells us that we are to consider it pure joy, and I begin to understand why. Because we are called. We are called, beloved. And because we are called, and we go through a trial, we know this. If we've been empowered from God Almighty Himself through His Spirit, then what are trials? They are a mere annoyance. Because you see, Paul goes on to say, if you have been empowered on high through the Holy Spirit with inner strength, then watch. Then Christ will make His home in your heart as you trust in Him. Trust. Oh, trust. Trust that dreaded word, that dreaded word. That difficult word to conceive. I know someone listening right now, right at this second. You are listening to this and saying, oh no, trust? No, 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 no. I can't trust. I can't trust. I can't even trust my family. They've let me down so many times. Every time I let someone in, every time I trust someone, they let me down. But beloved, there's a difference between someone, between a member of your family, and God Himself. Because we know that God is never going to let us down. He says in His Word, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, and therefore God alone is trustworthy. I want you to imagine a gate and a wicked fence, if you will, a white wicked fence, and there's a gate. And that gate will not be open for anyone. Because by opening up that gate, you open yourself up to vulnerability. You open yourself up to hurt. And who can come in through that gate? Then anyone can. And as they come in, they will hurt you. Some will try to destroy you. Because that gate is open just a little bit. But to shut it is the best thing. Because when you shut it, you are safe. You are encamped in your own little cave, if you will. You are safe and secure. No one can hurt you. But the interesting thing is, because that gate is shut, then God Himself stands on the outside. And He knocks at the door of that gate and says, please let me in. I want to come in. That gate is the gate of trust. That's what it is. The gate of trust. And all you need to do is open it to let the King of Glory in. And if you wish to shut it right after God Himself comes in, then that is your decision. But I know this, that as God works in your heart and in your soul, and as He is working in that garden with you because you've just opened up the gate, I know this, He Himself will teach you how to open that gate. So you're not enclosed anymore, and then you become free. But you become free with God Almighty, because Him Himself is going to keep you secure. He is going to guard your heart because you are trusting in Him.
Paul says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Watch this. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And the wonderful thing is, beloved, we're still in this garden. We're still in this garden with the gate. And the gate has been opened, and the Lord, the King of Glory, has come in. And now you've shut it. And then the Lord is saying, if you are trusting in me because you've opened up that gate, just know this. God's love pours upon you, and as it does, it sinks into the ground and then begins to take root. And as it takes root, those roots go down, 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 so they are so strong. Those roots are now so strong that nothing can blow those over. And as your roots grow down into God's love, and as God's love increases in your life, you can then begin this process. Because you're trusting in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because he is protecting you, you can open up that gate. In actual fact, with a screwdriver, you can take the gate away altogether. Now the gate has gone. Because you have trusted in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he himself will protect your heart as his love grows down deep, deep, deep into your soil. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? And all it takes is for you to make a decision today that you are going to open up that gate just a tiny little bit to allow him in, and that you will trust in him. No matter how hard the circumstance, it matters not. It can be anything. It doesn't matter how hard it is. As I said, James says, consider it a pure joy when you go through trials of many kinds. And it's a joy. It is a joy, because nothing can take away the joy that the Lord is pouring into your life, because you have said yes and you have opened up that gate. Say these words after me now. Heavenly Father, I'm opening up that gate just a tiny bit. And I invite you, the King of Glory, to come in. Teach me, Lord, how to completely trust in you. Let your love pour upon me now, in Jesus' name, as I worship you in spirit and in truth. And I say thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you have said that prayer, I want to hear from you so that we can pray for your protection. The team can keep you in prayer. We won't broadcast your name if you don't want us to, but we would love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say these words. I opened up the gate. That's it. That's all you've got to say. I opened up the gate. Thank you, Father, for all you've done for us. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your name. I commend this word to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. And after that word, we continue to worship God in spirit and in truth. This is Vanessa Campagna, along with Michael W. Smith, and this is called Waymaker.
That is
Vanessa Campagna, along with Michael W. Smith and Waymaker. It's been great getting your company. Thank you so much for joining me today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and bring you his peace now and forevermore. Until the next time, bye-bye.